Hi, it's Kim Knight here, founder of the Knight Method of Transformation. And in this video, I want to talk about food intolerances and to give you a bit of a different perspective, perhaps, on how you may be approaching dealing with food intolerances. So what are food intolerances? Well, we are intolerant to certain foods, and then we get gas or bloating or discomfort in our stomach. So these are generally how food intolerances are understood. Now, for example, in America, 15 million Americans have food intolerances. That's one in 13 children. So roughly two in every classroom. And about 30% of children with food allergies are allergic to more than one food. So this is a big issue in our world, and it seems to be getting worse. It's quite an epidemic. Also, about 10 to 15% of the population have been diagnosed with IBS, which is irritable bowel syndrome. And most people with IBS are under the age of 50. And it's a very, very common complaint, and it's one that I'm dealing with all the time with clients. So let's look at understanding this from a different perspective. First of all, what we have to understand is that every organ, tissue, and organ tissue, because there can be different types of tissue within an organ, so every organ tissue, and cell in the body has a physiological function, and it also has a beyond physical function, which is called a metaphysical function. Meta means beyond. So when our body is playing up, as you might call it, or we have symptoms, we have to look beyond the physical to find the cause. It is not necessarily a physical cause. There may be physical factors that are exacerbating the problem. So for example, with food intolerances, there may be certain foods which exacerbate the problem. And it may be that for some people, it is just that. But for many people, it is much more than the food. The food is just exacerbating a problem that is already there. And that problem that is already there is more at a mind or emotional or psychological level. It doesn't mean we're mad. It just means that there is some unease or dis-ease or stress inside the body at a mind or an emotional level. And until we deal with that, the problem is not going to go away. Now, I can speak personally to this issue. I've had a lot of gut problems throughout my life, but if I track back, it was very much to do with emotional trauma and stress, which actually started at birth. So this is also quite important to understand, is that however we're born, and however we come through the birth canal, and whether we take on good bacteria as we go through the birth canal, which populates our gut right from the moment we're born, will impact the general health of our gut for the rest of our life. Now, for example, if we're a cesarean birth, or we have trouble as we're coming through the birth canal, that can severely impact the microbes that populate our body literally from the moment we're born. Also, if we're not breastfed, that will also reduce the good microbes in our gut. So that is both a very physiological issue, but also the trauma and the stress that we experience emotionally and psychologically during a traumatic birth will also play a big part. So the general theme of the gut and the digestive tract, or the GI tract, the gastrointestinal tract, is survival and also digestion. And from a physiological perspective, we understand this. If you imagine that your digestive tract starts at your mouth and it finishes at your anus, the whole point of it is to assimilate food and nutrients and water in order to keep you alive. It has a very, very basic function, and we know this, and that's quite natural and understandable. But you see, what the digestive tract also has to do is it has the job of digesting our life. It has the job of digesting everything that ever happens to us in our life. We literally have to digest and chunk down and then assimilate whatever is happening in our life. So that's why we say phrases, for example, like, well, I just couldn't swallow that, or that was difficult to swallow, or I'm finding that difficult to digest, and we're not talking about food, right? So our digestive tract literally has to digest all the events, all the traumas, all the shocks, all the stresses, everything that is happening in our daily life. And if we're finding it difficult to digest those events emotionally and at a mind level, then that is going to have a knock-on effect on our digestive tract. And it is going to start creating inflammation. And inflammation is one of the biggest causes of digestive issues. So this is very, very important to understand. So if you have digestive issues, whether it's food intolerances, irritable bowel, etc., etc., what you need to ask yourself is, what is it that I'm finding difficult to digest in my life? What people or what situations am I finding difficult to digest? And it could be current situations, but it also could be situations from the past that have not been completed and healed. Because if that trauma and those emotions are still sitting in the cells, it'll still be aggravating and literally inflaming our digestive system and maybe other organs and organ tissues too. We can also ask ourselves if we have allergies, who or what am I allergic to? Am I allergic to my job? Do I not like my environment? Are there people that I don't want near me? Who am I trying to keep away from me? So these are very, very important questions to ask if we have allergies. We don't just look to the pollen. We need to look at the people and the situations and our environment, which is mainly to do with people, to find out what we're really allergic to. Now, at a physical level, obviously, if we're having major gut problems, then our microbiome, which is all the microbes in our body, which actually weigh pounds, is a huge amount of weight in our body just of microbes. So we have the good bacteria and the so-called not good bacteria, but they're all trying to do their job. And they go out of balance when we have digestive issues, and we get what is very commonly termed as leaky gut. So we can do something physically to help that. We can go on a leaky gut diet. We can heal our gut lining, which is replaced every 5 days. So it can heal quite quickly. Not saying that leaky gut will heal in that time, but we can heal this by following a diet which is going to encourage our gut to heal. However, if we don't address these deeper physiologically, sorry, psychological, emotional issues, then we're probably not going to get total healing. So I hope that's been interesting and useful, and I look forward to seeing you in the next video.